are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
SW, the Rock of Seattle, the show is Metal Shop. I'm here with Blathe of No Cure, Straight Edge, Die Slow, F.U. You have a record. It is going to get dark. Just came out roughly two and a half weeks ago now.
About, yeah.
Touring quite a lot. You have you guys came through Tacoma just a few months ago for Cattle Decapitation and Brujeria. You've been doing music for quite some time, and you've probably answered this question many times. Just your intro into heavy music, into getting into bands in your area.
Sure, yeah. So I went to my first like local show when I was 12. My friend's older brother invited us to go see My Children, My Bride play a hometown show. And this is in the year 2008. You can do
the. They have the Halo song. They play the Halo song.
Oh yeah, they did. And like I had heard like Avenged Sevenfold and like, you know, some alt rock, and I was already starting to like learn how to play the guitar a little bit. But like, you know, seeing an actual like insane hometown show, and like when you're from Alabama, My Children, My Bride was like the band of that era. You know, like it's undeniable. It was just people climbing on top of people. It was just a mind blowing experience, and it changed the course of my life. Like I was a little chess team, little nerd boy, you know, and I mean, I'm still like a nerdy person, but like, I was like, I'm going to do that. So that's, since then, that's been my quest, is to do that.
My Children, My Bride is from that area. I never even knew where they were from.
Yeah. They're from Madison, Huntsville area, which is where I'm from originally, North Alabama. So it couldn't have been more of like the most insane show for them. Like it was amazing.
And then you go from that, you start, did you start kind of getting the itch to want to play?
Yeah. And I had formed my first little band and played our first little venue shows by the time I was 14. And, you know, I told you that I was 12 in 2008, so you can do the math. I'm 30 now. I never, like, wasn't in a band since I started a band. Like, whenever, like, I could tell the band was kind of falling apart, I would have a new one ready to go. Like, I've never, like, taken time off from this, you know. And in my later teens, I learned how to book shows, and I still do that. Like, I work on shows every day, even on tour and all that. Like that's all I do. So yeah, it's just always been one step after another, and sometimes a couple steps back and sometimes a big step forward, but it's been a very slow, gradual climb.
What got the step? Cause there's always, obviously there's, you've been stepping into projects. What made it feel like No Cure was like, was there a point when No Cure felt like, okay, this is the one right now, like this is the one we're gonna be going for? I mean,
honestly, like the band started as like a side project to just do a really heavy straight edge band, because I've always wanted to do a straight edge band. I've been straight edge since I was 14, and I know Aesop has always wanted to do a straight edge band, and she never got to do one before. And it wasn't set up to be like a real band, you know. Like she was playing guitar for the first time in her life. She always played like drums and punk bands, and I always played guitar in bands. It's the first band I ever sang for. So like, we didn't think anything of it. We're like, yeah, we'll probably put out a couple demos and, you know, play a cool show here or there. And like, I had a different band at the time I was like focusing on. And I was doing like touring work for like other people, like merch and tour managing and stuff. And yeah, I kind of thought that I was chopped and I was unk, and I didn't think I was going to actually get to do a band to this level. And honestly, it wasn't until like, I saw how much I Hope I Die Here, our 2024, like we put out in December 2024. So mostly got it shine in 2025. Once that started to resonate, I was like, wait, maybe there's something real here, you know? And then, you know, the reception for It Is Going to Get Dark is just unbelievable. I, you know, like Anthony Fantano reviewed it. Like, why is he listening to this? I appreciate everything about it. It's just, and I feel like I've been in the game. I hate saying the game, but like involved in the community for like long enough to like appreciate it, you know. Like if you like get for, if you're fortunate too young, you know, you don't appreciate it. Like I've eaten so many sandwiches doing this, and I will continue to, but like I recognize how rare this is.
Hey, and you, some of the nose to the grindstone mentality can pay off. We see it with multiple bands, and we're seeing it with No Cure. No Cure's doing a lot of stuff. You've been touring. You put out this record. You've been playing fests and doing the thing. But talking about Straight Edge, what was your introduction to Straight Edge? What was the song or the show or the thing that made you be like, I'm gonna X up, because I am a lifer as well.
Hell yeah. So I was aware of Straight Edge. I lived a lifestyle before I was aware of it, is kind of a better way of saying it. Because, you know, I had observed patterns, like, in my home life and people that I knew already at such a young age that I didn't want to replicate for those around me. So when I found out that, like, that kind of rejection, like, had a name and a community, it felt like putting on a glove, you know. It's like, made for my big-ass hand. Sorry, radio. Big butt hand. I hope
that... Perfect. Great. It sounds... You're doing great.
Thank you. But yeah, I became aware of Straight Edge, and I chewed on it for a couple months, because I know it's like, you don't go back. You know, it's the one-way street, and you need to be sure. I don't think that Straight Edge is, like, you know, an addiction recovery, like, methodology. I think that once you're in recovery, you can become Straight Edge. That's amazing. I love it. But, like, that's not step one, you know. It's later down the road. So I gave it a few months. And granted, I was 14. I was like, do I want to live this way the rest of my life? And then I eventually decided. And I remember the first time I ever, like, saw the phrase, I used to listen to, like, I found a lot of bands off of YouTube, because that's, like, the generation I was a part of. And I was really into this band called I Killed the Prom Queen, which is, like, an Australian metalcore band. And I think one of their guitar players had an Earth Crisis shirt on. And I was like, that looks cool. What's Earth Crisis? So then I looked up Earth Crisis, and I was like, whoa.
I am Straight Edge. So going into the new record, it is going to get dark, heavy. I love the song with J-Way.
Good.
Just because it's J-Way. J-Way is one of my favorite current personalities in what we're doing out here. And dude, so it's so cool.
Like, hanging out with him one-on-one is just such a joy. He's wise. And he's, like, insightful. Like, he has delivered a good hang to me on this tour, and I appreciate that. Because, you know, I met him before doing the song with him, and we had kicked it a little bit. But, like, now I feel like I could call J-Way and be like, hey, what do you think about this? And we have similar roles in our bands, and it's, like, nice to have, you know, someone to talk to about the struggles of that.
And also just having that solid dynamic. Like, there's been, obviously, there... You know, having that type of delivery on heavy music, it's not always the easiest thing to do correctly. So that we have people like J-Way, bands like Bayway is and bands actually doing it correctly is cool.
Yeah, and I mean, the song kind of calls for it. That part is like a downpresser style riff, which is, you know, super sick vibe, but like. Going into that part, I've just been screaming and screaming and screaming. We did some blast beats, we did a two-step, we did this, like, insane stomp part. And it's like, how do I one that up? Like, I've done every trick I've got going into that, and we're doing a billion gang vocals. It's like, we just had to, like, completely flip the song on its head to keep it interesting, I think, at that point. And I didn't tell J-Way what to do. I just said, hey, here's the part. You want to do something, you know? And he wrote his section. I think he, like, freestyled parts of it, you know. He just, like, gave it to me, and it was just like, yep, drop it in, done, don't touch it.
All right, it's question time, so take a couple minutes on, you can take a couple seconds on this. You might have the answers right off the gate, but just three of your, like, foundational records or bands.
Oh, man.
Just can be metal, can be hardcore.
Sure. Honestly, like, it's so hard to pick a specific record from this band, but I gotta say, Carcass, Heartwork, unbelievable. Just riffs and riffs and riffs and riffs and riffs. Unbelievable music. Hatebreed, Perseverance, you know, without Satisfaction and Perseverance, No Cure, wouldn't know what to do. Foundation, Turncoat, come on. Come on.
Absolutely.
Thomas came to our show the other day, which was really cool. Got to hang out a little bit, and he insisted on buying the records. I wanted to give them to him because we wouldn't have written the records or named the band without Foundation, but he insisted, which was very kind of him. So yeah, that was a very validating moment, to be honest with you. I'm still excited about it.
Here's an obscure one. Here's a vague one. Are they sunglasses or are they goggles?
Sunglasses.
They're like hat. Do the sunglasses ever come off?
I like to take them off every once in a while. I can't stage mosh as hard with them on. I need to get like a sports strap or something dorky. Because like now we're actually playing rooms that are big enough that I have a little bit of room to kick around a little more. And I'm big, so it looks crazy when I do it. So yeah, I got to figure that out. I've had a few different pairs of sunglasses throughout the band. But yeah, I just like it. I don't know.
So sunglasses has become low-key one of your things.
Yeah, it's actually really easy to go with me for Halloween, and people do that every year now, which is super flattering and kind of like, what the f*** have I done? Which sounds like so self-centered to even like acknowledge it. But like, I'm not trying to be like gross about it, but like, it's like very flattering. Like, you get a blonde wig, you get a pair of stupid sunglasses and a puffer jacket, and then like, you look like how I do. It's like super easy. Stuff you have in your house or at Party City. So yeah, it's just fun.
Sunglasses straight edge. You're getting to that point where you are playing those tours. The tour that last came through here was primarily metal bands, and you were the only one with kind of those hardcore style mosh riffs.
Yeah, I mean, we do a tour with Cattle Decapitation. You know, we played a ton of people that may have never heard the word straight edge before. I tell them about it, and then they say, "Wow, I've never seen a hardcore band before." And then, you know, we do like a hardcore fest, and they're like, that's a metal band. So it's fine. You know, it's all perspective. And when you're crossing over a bunch of stuff, we're going to have that. And I get nothing out of correcting anybody. So I'm just like happy that anyone's watching and hanging out.
Hell yeah. Well, Blade, thank you so much for taking some time. Anything else you want the people to know about this this new record and et cetera?
Sure. Yeah, it's got a fat, ugly baby on it. A friend of ours painted it because, you know, a lot of people are doing this AI art stuff right now that is like completely devoid of any creativity or longevity in the artistic sphere. So, you know, it's like, what's the opposite of AI art that we can do? So we just had a guy do a painting, and he looks a little messed up, you know, and I like it. It's a very human thing because we're doing like a kind of Renaissance medieval vibe, you know, to some of the stylings of the record. And it just kind of made sense to do it that way. But yeah, there's a lot of the content that has to do with like the sorts of thoughts and like, you know, the weaponized overstimulation of the modern age. And I don't know, I think it's a nice record. And I would like for your audience, if they made it this long hearing me talk, like, just go listen to the song. You know, like, you've heard me say these many words. You're interested in what I think. Go hear what I think on the songs.
Listen to these tracks. And yeah, support real art, support heavy riffs. Check out the new No Cure record. It is going to get dark. Just good moshy straight edge hardcore.
I mean, we're touring the year. We're doing this tour. There's three more weeks of this tour, which is crazy to think about. We've already been out for like 3 weeks, and then we're going to Australia, and then we're doing another full U.S. in October. Playing some festivals, and we're going over to Europe in November and December, and then, you know, maybe I'll do some other stuff too before the end of the year. I can do anything I want, but like that. If you want to see us, you can find me.
Hell yeah. Metal Shop KISW. Thank you, Blade.